Welcome to Symphony Hall Birmingham, and welcome to a musical farewell. The Ninth Symphony by Mahler was his final complete work, and one which seems hauntingly prophetic of the composer's own imminent death. And yet at no point is it a morbid funeral dirge or a pompous requiem. Instead, it becomes a bittersweet celebration of life, and you can hear it after the interval of tonight's concert. When he was 37, Mahler converted from Judaism to Roman Catholicism, a decision intended to advance his career in the increasingly anti-Semitic atmosphere of Vienna. And so the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Ilan Volkov have chosen to start this evening's performance with two other pieces from Jewish composers, which could be considered valedictory: Hans Krasser's Overture for Small Orchestra and Gideon Klein's Partita, both composed in the Theresienstadt ghetto shortly before they were murdered in the Holocaust. Theresienstadt was a sham which the Nazis used to show the Red Cross that they were allowing Jewish artists and intellectuals to thrive, and composers were given opportunities to write music to be performed within the camp. A few years before being sent to Theresienstadt, Hans Krasser had written a children's opera, Brundibar, and in the camp he found himself reunited with many of the original cast. So he arranged a score for the limited instruments and musicians around him, and it was performed there in 1943. What's remarkable is that none of the camp officials clocked that the eponymous evil organ grinder who chases away gangs of begging children was clearly meant to depict Hitler. At some point, Hans Krasser added an overture for small orchestra to the opera, which was never performed in Theresienstadt and was in fact only discovered in the 1990s. And it's that which we'll hear now. And here to conduct it with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, led by Elise Bortness, is Ilan Volkov.